Well, hi, this is Brett McFall here with Nick Lucas. Now, Nick Lucas is one of the guys I've been watching for a couple of years now. He is a bright, shining light. You want to write his name down, then you want to underline it. And that's going to become abundantly clear about why you should in just a moment. But here's just some of the details. I mean, he's just literally... I was talking to him before this interview where he mentioned that yesterday, well, Brett, I just earned $60,000 in a matter of 24 hours from a little campaign that he ran. He might even talk a little bit about that in his interview. So he's having amazing success. That, you know, he really has come from a background which has nothing to do with internet marketing, all right? He's from the medical side, so he's come into this whole industry with a whole different way of looking at things. He's given up his $250,000 traditional income to now live the internet lifestyle. So he's someone in the medical profession who said, you know what, I'm a bit over this. I now actually want to live the life and actually earn a great income as well. And now he's doing that online. And he's had so many areas of expertise. It's almost hard to sort of nail what Nick is good at because he's very intelligent. But that's good. Why that's good to you is he'll actually show you stuff you normally wouldn't know. Make you aware of areas on the internet that you would normally investigate. He's used to these techniques again and again to make over $100,000 in just 2 months. Look, you've got to meet this guy, Nick Lucas. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me on here.
It is great. Now, what I want to do for these folks, I want you to very, very quickly sum up who you are so these folks know who is talking, and then we'll get stuck into the meat of what we want to teach the listener today.
Sure. Well, look, I was a high school dropout and worked in retail and all kinds of things before going back to university and becoming a health professional and becoming a medical researcher. In amongst all that, I started a publication company and became very familiar with all this online technology, but I didn't know a thing about marketing. And it wasn't until I attended some internet marketing events a few years ago that I realized that I kind of had this knowledge, but there was this incredible thing happening online with people earning money, and I thought, well, you know, I need to be a part of that. And so I've spent the last few years just, you know, doing what we all do, you know, buying courses, attending webinars and attending seminars and learning everything I can, and in order to create this internet lifestyle, because I was earning good money, but you know, I was having to spend a lot of hours away from home and family in order to earn that money, and really, it wasn't what I was after. I ended up calling it a success prison because as much as it was successful, it was preventing me from then doing all the other things that I wanted to do.
And that's the thing. Look, you actually came to one of my seminars as well. You came to me and said at some stage there, I get this now. I get it. And this is like a world's been opened to you because... You saw the opportunity, but it was totally left field compared to what your normal day-to-day was. And since then, Nick, you've just exploded and you've gone in so many different areas. What I want to sort of nail you down today to is to sort of let the folks know what it is you've actually really become an expert in. Then I want to give us some steps that our listener can go home and try out right now, if not now, then tonight, along your lines. So what would you say your expertise is now on the internet?
What really interests me is how people can become an authority online, and that may be too much for some people to consider themselves being an authority. So the other word I use is becoming a trusted guide, the go-to person or the person who's just giving a lot of information out online, because once you do that, you develop such a rapport and an authentic rapport with people online that they then they trust you, and when you then recommend something to them, and that might be something for them to buy, then the barrier is not there because they already trust you, and really you're just a guide online, someone they trust who's telling them something that's going to be useful for their life. So it's how to become that trusted guide in your market and develop up a following of people who will follow your recommendations.
Yeah, because maybe the listener right now is thinking, well, I've been to seminars as well, I've heard the internet marketing thing, and maybe hasn't taken off just yet. What you're coming along and saying is, well, if you can become the trusted guide, the authority, then there is a way through to recommend either A, your own products, other people's products, and make some money. Is that in a nutshell, Nick?
That's in a nutshell, absolutely.
All right. So let's explore that. So if we want to become an authority, and that's the sort of word that we'll use for now perhaps, what do we need to do and really why? I mean, we understand that, you know, if we recommend a product and somebody else buys it, we can get a commission back. You know, we understand the affiliate concept. Why do we need to become an authority, do you think?
It's just because the web is social. And just as if you are hanging out with your friends in your normal life, if you know about things and people recognize that you're the person who knows all about cameras, you'll be the one who will get a call from someone in a shop saying, look, I'm trying to buy a camera, but I'm not sure which one to buy. Which one should I buy? Because in your social network, you're recognized as the person who is just all switched on about cameras. You know, you don't have to be a camera engineer. You don't need to be some expert. But even just within your social network, you are recognized as the person who knows all about cameras. So it's going to save them a lot of time if they go straight to you.
Ah, now that's interesting what you said there. They don't need to have designed the camera. All they need to have is gotten a level of respect amongst their network, amongst their friends, amongst their followers.
Absolutely. And look, I don't have my fingers on the exact numbers for this now, but it's fairly well known that people will trust their social networks more than they will trust a Google search result, for instance.
It's all based on credibility and trust. That's what it's all about. To be a friend is to trust, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. So that's how you want to be. And so obviously what this ties into then is it also ties into people already drawing on the passions and interests that they have and really just broadening their social network online.
Yeah, that's it, right? So they focus on that. And then in terms of the product is really a secondary consideration.
Oh, well, look, there's an unlimited number of products that they can sell. In fact, of all the affiliate products that I've sold and recommended, none of them have actually been through your typical channels, things like Commission Junction or ClickBank. They've all been products that I've bought for me to do the things I enjoy doing, and I come across these products that are so good that most of the time they have their own affiliate programs, and then I've got no problem recommending them because I use them and I authentically believe that they're going to help people, which is why I recommend them.
Okay, so you're saying it's more than just recommending a product. It's about having the authority with your followers, and there is the key difference, true?
Absolutely, because I'm not, I never set out to be a hardcore salesperson who can sell anything that they want no matter who the market is and with all kinds of tricky sales techniques. There was a barrier for me to even really come around from being a health professional to being someone selling stuff online until I realized that I was just doing it as a part of my everyday interaction with my social network anyway. I recommend stuff that I think is fantastic and helpful. So by being that authority, you kind of step around this whole issue of now I'm trying to sell you something. It's a very, very soft sell. It's very easy because you're just recommending something you would ordinarily recommend to your friends to help them out.
Okay, I'm getting it. All right, good. All right, let's give some steps now on how our listener right now can start and become a trusted guide.
It's all got to do with information. That's what it is. And the web is a way to communicate information, but also find information. So, I mean, if you think about the characteristics of an authority, it's that they know things about their particular topic. And so that's what you can use the web to do. You can research your topic, find information about your topic, and then you can disperse it, give it away to your social network, to your friends, and then you grow those friends. So the first step to someone listening to this is going to be, well, how do I do that? How do I get access to information? And there's some really incredible ways. I'm astounded by the ways how easy it is online to find information that other people don't know about and then give it out to a growing list of people, whether that's on a social network like Facebook or whether it's on through an email list that you've developed. Getting information is just so easy. It's just phenomenal. It blows me away. My favourite saying is, it's like the Jetsons, except it's better because it's real.
Right. Okay. So we all love the Jetsons, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. So as an example, okay, if you were to type in just Google, we're going to use Google as a great resource. If you were to type in the word camera in Google, recently they've changed their whole look and feel on Google, and you'll notice down the left-hand side that the first thing Google shows you is everything. They show you ads, and down the list there might be a map, there might be, you know, websites, web pages, there might be a PDF document or something. But everything is shown. And on the left-hand side, just to that of those search results, you'll see everything is bolded. But underneath that, there's maps, and underneath that is images, and underneath that is news, and underneath that is a tab that says more. And, you know, we did a survey the other day to a couple of hundred people, and only two, and these were people who were, you know, involved in learning about the internet. Only two of those 100-odd people had ever clicked on the more button down the left-hand side of Google. So it tells me that even though there's more research you can do on Google, people aren't doing it. They're basically just using the typical search box, and that's all they're looking at. So, okay, why is this important? If you click on more, you'll see that there's blogs, updates, and discussions down on that search, on the search page. And the key thing to get about that is you are now filtering the results. Instead of Google showing you everything they've got, you're asking them to show you, for instance, just the blogs they've got. So taking you through it again, if you type in the word camera to Google, on the left-hand side, you'll see everything, and then a more button. If you click on more, you'll see blogs. And then what Google's going to do for you is just show you all the blogs there are that are related to that word camera. And what's also essential to know here is they're not just showing you random blogs. What they're doing is they're showing you the ones that they believe are the most relevant to that keyword, camera. So if you were trying to go, okay, well, who are the other authorities in this market to do with camera? You just go camera, blogs, and Google will give you the results of all the blogs that are related to that keyword camera. Now, camera is probably maybe too broad an example, but you get the gist here. This is how you can immediately find out who the bloggers are in this niche. And you can find out what information they're giving. And, of course, by doing that, you are then tapping into information that's current, that's cutting edge, and you can then, you know, you can then put that out to your Facebook fans. You can get that information and say, hey, guess what, everyone on your email list? Guess what? There was a really great blog written by such and such, and you can direct them to that information. And it takes you all of, you know, not even 5 minutes to find this information out.
So let's say we had a Facebook account, which our listener may have or may not, or they may have a Twitter account. That means they've got people who they listen to and people who listen to them. Using what you're saying, as they go along here, they might find some very quick blogs about cameras in this instance and then share it with their followers. Now, right. Why are they doing that?
Just because that is exactly the kind of thing an authority does. They're giving content and providing value to their social network.
There's nothing in it, Nick. There's no dollars in it at this stage, right? Just so that listener knows, not a single dollar available at this stage, but stay tuned, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because what you're now doing is you're giving value and creating goodwill in the marketplace because you're the person who knows about cameras. And the thing is, you could get up every morning and just do this one action. Type your keyword in or your keywords, click on blogs, see what's been updated overnight, and you will read through that first page, second page, and go, okay, well, there's three or four blogs here that are actually really interesting. And it doesn't take you long to grab that link, put it into Twitter or put it on your Facebook account and go, hey, everyone, check this out. This was this really good thing. And you're not doing anything at this moment except just giving value away, but the key thing here is it doesn't take very long at all to do that.
And the trust is going up and up and up, and that is the key, right? So few affiliates actually worry about creating trust. They just want to sell.
They just want to sell. Hmm. And, you know, what I'm about doing, what attracted me to this particular way of doing internet marketing is that I want to build a significant and substantial long-term business that will keep on paying money well into the future. I don't want to focus on a tactic that might be here today and gone tomorrow. I really want to build a substantial business. And this is the way to do it. This is one way to do it. Because instead of you on Facebook just saying, you know, hey, it's raining today, did everyone see the rain, or, you know, whatever, you're actually one of the few people who's giving really good value in your Facebook updates and in your Twitter updates and wherever, whatever other social network you might be on, because you're giving real information. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I've just mentioned blogs. The other thing is there's another tab there is discussions, which means that there are discussion forums all over the web. And if you have typed in camera and then click on this discussions tab, it's going to bring up what Google believes are the most relevant authoritative discussions going online about cameras. So again, that's a way for you to quickly get information that you can then share with your network.
Got
and
it.
I haven't even talked about interacting at the moment with the people on the discussion forums, but again, it's just a really quick way to get information. It's free, it's high quality, because Google's telling you it's high quality.
Yeah. Okay. Step one then, go to Google, check out the panel on the left-hand side that, like Nick has just explained, things like blogs and discussions, those two groups there in particular, will be very good sources of information, which, as Nick is saying, that's the very first thing you want to be able to get your hands on and pass on to others to become a trusted guide, to become an authority, become someone who influences people. All right, that's step one. What else you got, my man?
Okay, so once you've done that and you begin to get a following, then you know, it's up to you when you do this, but that's the kind of thing where if there were a new product coming out and there was something that you thought was fantastic for you, that you, if in the camera area, there was a new camera that came out, for instance, and there was one came out last year that was fantastic, Then you just send out to your list that this is the new camera, you should go check it out, whether it's like for instance, if it was an Amazon associate promotion that you sent out, in some way an affiliate promotion that you send out to them, and then the idea is that they buy it. I mean, that's the way it works, is that once you've built up this authority in the market, then when you actually do a promotion out there, they're completely comfortable with you doing it. It makes sense for you to be doing it because you're always giving them information, and then you're beginning to get a percentage, of course, of anything that they buy. So that's the basic process of where the money comes in.
Sure. And on Facebook, by just giving good tips to people who are actually interested in that niche, that will actually generate more friends on Facebook, more, you know, people saying they like you, more Twitter posts. So you're becoming, getting influence. And A, it's not costing you anything. This is the thing. This is something a beginner can do because it doesn't cost you a single thing, true?
Think about how much it would cost you 10 years ago to get that information.
You'd have to research. You'd have to pay someone at the very least.
You would absolutely have to pay somebody. And, I mean, the other thing about it is okay, then how do you grow this more? How do you do more than just accessing information and giving it out to your list? And that's the next step of being an authority. An authority is actually associated with other authorities in their marketplace. That's one of the things, you know. So how do you then become associated with other authorities then, other than just being a dissemination of information, okay? And the way you do that is by interacting with those authorities. So let's go back to the blogs example. When you see that Google is ranking certain bloggers as being the most authoritative bloggers, then what you need to do is bank on the fact that those bloggers, you know, are living on the comments that happen on their blog posts. They're always going to read their comments. It's a way to notify them, is by leaving a comment on their blog. And so if you actually go along and leave a comment on their blog, they'll get notified that you've done that, and you'll begin to show up on their books, so to speak. You know, especially if you don't just leave one blog. If you leave a comment, and then 2 days later you leave another comment, and it's actually contributing something, and it's congratulatory to them because you're being honest and authentic about what they've done, then you'll begin to go on the radar of that blogger.
Mm.
The other key benefit of this, of course, is if they're an authoritative blogger with a huge reading list, that's the way you get in front of their list. Because if you leave a good comment on a blog post, and then you show up, other people reading those comments will see that comment that you've left. And all they got to do is click on your link if you fill in the comment properly, and you know, then you can bring them straight back to your blog as well. So that's the kind of next step, is how you actually interact with the other authorities in your field.
Yeah, and it's all free. This is the part that the listeners will realize. This is totally free. If you're saying you don't have enough money to start internet marketing, just listen to these steps right here, and you're going to build what would, you know, probably looks like a snowball. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger until you want to make some money from it.
Absolutely. And just, I just want to be clear for people so they understand, if they've never left a blog comment, then that's the homework to go and do tonight, is to go and whatever it is your favourite topic is, type it into Google, go to blogs, find the, you know, one or two blogs on the front page there that you like, and then see if you can leave a comment. Now, when I give this exercise to people, some people find that, you know, they had to sign up to leave a comment. Well, you know, you might decide to do that. But what you're really looking for is a blog that just allows you to leave a comment. And when you do leave a comment, there's usually three things you have to fill in. Your name, and of course you want to put your name. You don't want to put, you know, ValleyGirl79, because I don't know who ValleyGirl79 is and I can't relate to that. It's a social web, so people want to see it's you. So you would leave your name. And the next thing you do is you have to leave your email address. That's always a requirement. And then there's another field that says website, and that's got optional beside it. And if you actually do put your website in there, what happens is when that comment goes live, your name turns into a clickable link that clicks people through to the website. And that's what you've got to do. Again, I just want people to know those basic steps, because if you go off and leave a comment and you don't put your website there, then you've got no way for them to link through to your website.
Also gives you backlinks as well, which is a whole other topic, but very, very good in terms of a business anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. But now another tip here, another tip, and it's really, really cool how this works. If you're looking at a list of comments on someone's blogs, and it's all got like a little image next to who the person is, and it's like a little monster or it's an anonymous person, if you then see an actual photograph of a person, you stand out. Well, that photo stands out amongst all these anonymous you know, symbols representing a person. A real photo stands out. So when you're trying to become that authority in your marketplace, you have to have a face to the name. And the way you can do that is if you go to a site called Gravatar. How do you spell that? G-R-A-V-A-T-A-R. So G-R-A-V-A-T-A-R. So it's like Avatar with a G in front. Gravatar. There's this really cool function there that you go there, you sign up, it's free, you put your email address in, and you upload a photo. And that's it. Any of the blog systems that are linked into this system, whenever you put your email address into the comment, it will automatically grab your photo and put your photo there, so you don't have to worry about it. It just automatically happens. So it's a way for you to begin to, you know, distribute yourself all over the internet for free by leaving a comment, and then your photo's there with your name and a link through to your website. It's just gold in terms of being able to create authority and also get some traffic.
Yeah, and also do it very, very quickly. So you're not having to upload a photo, you're not having to sort of retype stuff in, and it's all done automatically for you.
It's just once you've done it once, it just happens. It doesn't work across all blogs,
sure.
But you know, when you think about it, always works with WordPress, for instance. So how many blogs are on WordPress? I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of them. So it works on Blogger. It works across a lot of platforms. So that's kind of part of the system of how you do this. Yeah,
very cool. And this is all starting to get you're starting to now get your way through this spider web of connections, right? Starting to appear on other people's blogs, starting to associate with authorities, and in the end, we've got to try and turn this into cash. But let's just think about this. If you're starting to have some influence out there, starting to have people follow you through social media, you know, Facebook and Twitter, things like that, then what about if when they do decide to check out your site, they're able to leave their name and email so they can receive even more tips from you? So there's a back end here of building a database too, Nick, isn't there?
Absolutely, because when they hit your site, of course, it's like you've invited them to your home, and they begin to see the other things that you do because it's on your website. But then, of course, what you should be doing is applying all those just fantastic principles of name capture or squeeze page, where you have a way for them to sign into your site. Whether you have a Facebook like button on your site, or a way for them to join your site on Facebook, you know, that there's the new plugins that Facebook have released, or whether you just have the email thing. And I've got to say, my experience has been, if you only require an email, then your opt-in rate is much higher than if you then also require them to leave their name. You know, and if you require a genetic test and for them to leave a blood sample, of course, you're going to massively reduce the people who are going to hook up. But why do you need their name if when you're really, really just building your first prospect list? They can just give you the email, and you can still communicate with them and give them some other free stuff. And as you take them through, then they give you more information as you build this trust and rapport over time.
Sure thing. So that's a bit of that's something you can do on Facebook, true? They can actually capture people's email addresses there.
But you can actually get Facebook now have a bunch of social plugins, they're called, where you can actually install a little bit of Facebook on your website. So that's kind of important to understand too when you're talking about building a list, because the traditional way, of course, is to build your own database as an email list off your website. But, you know, we need to view our social connections as a list as well. So on whether it's Twitter followers and Facebook friends, these are lists. You can market to those lists, and you can try and bring them across to your email list, but you don't have to in order to make money from them.
Yeah, got it. So either way, there's an option for our listener to make this work.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're building up a list in your social networks, whether you're building an email list directly from your site, whether you get the Facebook code and put it on your site and then you can join your site, whatever way you want, you're wanting people to make that step of connecting with you as opposed to just reading your stuff.
All right. If I'm an absolute beginner, Nick, does this all sound a little bit confusing? Does it sound a little bit deep? Does it sound a little bit technical? Is it really as easy as what you're saying?
It really is as easy as I'm saying. I mean, let's go over the steps. You know, if we just talk about getting information, you go to Google. Everyone does that already, and they've just got to click on a few more things to find out which are the blogs and what are the other people who are moving in this market. Then it's just they read through whatever strikes them as interesting is likely to strike their friends and followers as interesting. So then they just have to get a link and paste it out there and you know, deliver that information to their followers. It's really just giving content. That's it.
Yeah. And how am I going to get, if I'm a beginner, how am I going to deliver information to my followers? What's your suggestion there?
Well, the key thing is to have a blog as your kind of base.
Where do I get one?
Where do you recommend?
Well, you can, if you're starting for free, you can get one at Blogger, which is Google, has their free blogging platform. WordPress.com is another place where you can get a blog where you're doing that. And that's all free, and it's simple steps. You go there, and it's like click 1, 2, 3, and hey, presto, you've got a blog. The only thing I'd say about that is I'd really encourage people who are going to be looking at doing this for the long term is, you know, like any business, you have to invest in some education to find out how to do this the best way for the long-term play, for beginning with the end in mind. So my recommendation absolutely would be to get your own blog, your own self-hosted blog. If you need to find out how to do that, then find out how to do it. It is one of the big assets you will have, so it's worth spending the time to figure out how to get your own self-hosted blog. There's instructions on the net, there's video, but if you're someone who doesn't know how to do that, then hook up with someone who does. Or if you can, find someone who you can pay to make it happen for you so that you've got your own blog under your own domain name.
And that's right. When we hold events like World Traffic Summit coming up, we have things like a joint venture table just for that, so that if you don't know a part, you find someone who does and you work together. So there's always a way through if you want it enough.
Absolutely. And look, the thing is, if you can't start at that point and you want to start, with one of the free services, then by all means do it. Look, you know, the thing is, even though I've now, quite a few years into this now, I still haven't found my thing. My number one thing, my cracker of a thing, I'm still moving toward that, but it hasn't stopped me implementing and learning and just going ahead and getting started anyway, because what you learn by doing is so much more than what you learned theoretically.
So we'll just
listen to this talk, and unless you go and leave a blog comment, you don't know what it's like to leave a blog comment.
That's
unless
right.
You go and do it.
And would you say that you've actually used these steps, like the money that you've been making and pulling in, would you say that you really have been following these steps, just sort of becoming that person of influence now? And is it really, the secret behind you, the cash you've been making?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. That's what it's been. I guess the other point too that I'd make about traffic is some of the early internet marketing programs I looked at really kind of required me to drive absolutely bucket loads of traffic at an offer in order to get a conversion, in order to make some money. The two things that I learned out of that was, one, it's better to sell products that are worth a lot more money or that cost a lot more, because your commissions are so much more when you sell one product. And often it takes the same amount of effort to sell something for $2,700 as it does for $27. The second thing is that I really want highly qualified, targeted traffic. Traffic that's really going to take an action. And so therefore, when I began to realize that, I lost the stress of having to build up a list of 100,000 people. Because what you can pull out of 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 people who are highly qualified traffic, highly targeted traffic, can be more than you can pull out of a list of 100 or 200,000 that isn't that, that qualified.
Yeah, you're talking about there's two types of traffic, and you're also saying there's the general traffic and then there's targeted traffic. But what you're also saying is that you'll be surprised at how little traffic you actually need.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I used to have a lot of stress about, all these billions of people, all this traffic out there, how am I going to get it all? How am I going to make it all land on my website? But what I've proven to myself is I don't need a lot of traffic to make a lot of money.
That is very cool.
If it's targeted traffic and if the products I go for are actually not $27 products.
Mm. And what you're also saying is you can make money while you have no list, no custom database. So you can make money while you're doing it. You can do it for free, build a database as well at the same time. But in the end, you don't really need a whole lot of traffic coming to your page anyway, just to make some bucks.
No, that's exactly right.
You've actually come out of nowhere and done this. Here's the thing, right? You've started there with no database and had massive influence. You're earning tens of thousands of dollars. Yesterday, you just pulled in $60,000, right? Because of this becoming an authority. Mm. And so what I want our listeners to know is that you can become an authority very, very quickly. You can earn some cash. And what's the sort of lead time for you? I mean, if you start something in a certain niche, what sort of lead time you have in your mind and what sort of income do you think that you aim for when you go to do these things?
Well, I mean, based on what I've come to learn now and how to go about doing something like this, I'm now at a stage where I could move into a new market and within a month I could be rolling something out that could do the kind of money we've just been talking about.
Mm.
But again, that's because I've spent the time to learn these core skills that you need. So, you know, what I don't want to do is give an impression that you can just waltz in without knowing stuff. I think you have to invest in your education. You have to attend seminars that just like you're putting on, just like I'm going to. You know, I can't wait to go to it, actually, because there's a whole bunch of people there I want to hear. But, you know, that's the key thing, is that once you've had these core skills and you've begun to practice them, and you know how to implement them properly, then it can be quick. But like anything worthwhile, like any business, you have to spend the time actually building that up and making it work. You know, there's some core things you have to have down pat.
And what you're saying those core things are is search on the internet for free, interact with the authorities out there in that niche, which means leave posts on their blog, maybe even leave questions on their blog, yeah. And then start and build up the trust. And at the end of it, you've got to simply find a product and offer it or let people know about it that you think you're going to recommend. That's three steps.
That's it. Look, and okay, so let me then reveal something else that is kind of even the bigger picture. Because by becoming associated with other authorities in your market, if you go and check out their blogs and they are collecting a list, if you see that you can join their list, that immediately tells you that they know, you know, what they're doing and that they've got a list and they're in your market. And one of the quickest ways to build an instant business is to get access to their list. So then you go, well, how do I get access to their list? Well, that means you would have to do some kind of joint venture with that person, where they would email to their list on your behalf for a promotion that you were doing or something along those lines.
Mm. We call that borrowed traffic, because you're borrowing their credibility.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So here's the thing. Why would an authority even listen to your proposition? Being someone now who's in a position who's having people contact me all the time to do deals and et cetera, I need to filter out the stuff. Why am I going to do that? And I'm going to be interested in people who are also an authority or seen to be an authority. People when I go and check them out, it looks like they know what they're doing. So if I just have random people come up and approach me, then, you know, I'm probably not that, they're not hitting my radar. But if I've had someone leave regular contributions on my blog, I know that they're switched on. I know that they kind of know what's going on. They're like a trusted guide. I'm far more likely to be at least open to their approach to do a JV or to let them have access to my traffic.
Yeah.
So that's the other major benefit in the long term of becoming a trusted guide, is that you will get access to deals and opportunities that you just would not get access to if you didn't hold that position in the market.
Yeah, more than just selling to the people you want to influence, it's actually doing joint ventures as well. That's another benefit. Something else I want to ask you too, Nick, you use Google in a way which I don't hear many other people talk about. What are some of your favourite tools on Google that just gives us an unfair advantage in becoming an authority?
Well, look, this is becoming more common knowledge, but still I'm surprised how many people do not know this or use it. And it's simply what is called a Google alert. And I don't know what the URL, I think it's google.com/alerts, but if you search for Google Alerts in Google, funnily enough, they'll tell you where it is. But like, this is amazing. You go in there to Google Alerts. You put the keyword in that you're interested in, or the key phrase that you're interested in. You put your email address in there as well, and then you can tell Google what you want Google to send you, what you want Google to alert you about. So there's a few options in there. There's comprehensive, which is what I choose, but you can choose just to be notified about blogs or just about news items or just about videos, but I choose comprehensive. And there's an option there of how often you want Google to contact you. Anyway, the point is, when you go in and put this keyword in, Google will email you every time that they index something to do with that keyword. You will get an email in your inbox with that information. There is no better way to be completely on top of your market in terms of what's going on than by setting up a Google alert, because you are instantly notified of what's happening. And then, of course, if you get notified about something, how easy is it for you to tweet it or to upload it to your Facebook or to write a blog post about it?
Yeah, you're outsourcing the getting of really great information. So you're doing all the work without actually doing the work.
And it's completely current.
Mm.
It's instant. I mean, and it's worldwide. So And that's exactly what an authority would know, wouldn't they? Mm. That, like, in fact, if you did this, that the other people in your marketplace would have no idea how all of a sudden they must think you must be online 24 hours a day trying to keep up with this information, because, you know, but it just gets emailed to you instantly. And I love Google for that. It's just a way to be always being able to easily give value. Because, look, that's one of the things that crops up, isn't it? People go, well, okay, it seems like a lot of work. I've got this blog. I've got to think of things to blog about. No, you don't. Google will tell you what to blog about because they're giving you the information. All you need to do is report it. You're the reporter to your social network, to your market, to your list.
That's right. So Google's going to help you make some cash. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much. And it's free.
Yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal. If you think about even 15 years ago, you would have to have multiple research assistants working 24 hours a day monitoring every radio station, every TV station, every magazine, every news release, every press release, every blog, every social network. And now it just happens electronically, automatically, right into your inbox for you.
Yeah, you become a news service without actually having to be a reporter or a journalist. You can become a news service. And when you give good news out, good, trustworthy, reliable information, people trust you, bang. When you then eventually recommend a product to buy in that market, suddenly conversion rates through the roof, true?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Amazing. Well, one more Google tool. What else you got there? One more Google tool that you love using.
Google Insights for Search is another fantastic tool because I don't know the URL, just Google Insights and you'll find it. What it lets you do is put in your keywords, that you're interested in, and Google gives you their information, their search volumes for those words, and it allows you to break it down, right down to a geographic region. So if you happen to be in London or if you happen to be in Brisbane or wherever you are, you can select that particular region and Google will give you the search volume of those, of people searching for that key phrase. And there's no better way for you to get an instant kind of access at a trending topic, which is my point here. So, you know, if you were to see that there was a certain trend, a rising story in your particular marketplace, then you could be all over that because you're following Google Trends. Now, an example, let's just take it. It's a big one everyone will be familiar with, would be the iPad. You know, if you were alert to anything to do with Apple, then you'll have been notified in your inbox straight away that Apple had leaked the fact that there was some iPad, or whether it was the new iPhone or their new operating system, or whatever it is. And then you could identify what the rising market is, or what the rising stories are around that particular product. And again, that's what an authority would know. They would be on top of the market, almost being perceived as ahead of the market.
And with the huge interest in the iPhone, you don't need to know a thing about the phone. You don't even need to own it, but we know there's a huge interest in it. For 2 or 3 weeks, 4 months, 2 months, whatever, before the release, you simply provide information about it or latest gossip. And when it comes to actually time when it's for sale, you broadcast, you email, you tweet, you put your message on Facebook and with a link to buy the product that you've just been telling them all about,
yeah,
and you can make cash, right?
Absolutely. And then, of course, the long-term play there is, well, these people have an interest in this. What else do they have an interest in?
You got it.
If you want to do that, you go to Google and you type in the word, and down the bottom of the search page is related searches. Google's telling you what the other things are that people are searching for. I mean, you know, Not to try and overwhelm people with too many things, but YouTube data there's a new search engine on YouTube. YouTube is a search engine, but Google is providing you access to the other things that people in your niche watch. So you can go and type in your keyword into YouTube Insights and find out, yep, well, this is the demographic of people who watch videos in this niche, and this is the other videos that they watch, which enables you to just find out and know what your market wants to know about.
This is quite exciting stuff, isn't it, really? I mean, this means the person at home right now can start and make money from selling other people's products. So we haven't really talked about, you know, buying into affiliate programs, because that's all secondary, right?
Yep.
What we want to do is get influence out there.
Yeah.
But basically, our listener right now can go and make money from the biggest selling products in the world, you know, from the Kindle to the iPhone to the latest gym equipment to the shaker weight, you know, the big thing they see, it's one of the latest crazes on TV, it's a weight which people shake and it works out your muscles and everything. You can make money from those things, the very things you're seeing on TV and being offered, you know, in a very public way. You can now go into business with those people by helping them to sell it, but by using Nick's methods right now. It is simply too exciting, really.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And of course, again, it doesn't even have to be the big stuff. It can be the things that you're currently passionate and interested about.
Mm.
You know, and we haven't had a chance to talk much about research because of course, you know, a lot of money is made in the fact that you first do the research to find out that there's a market there and that people are spending money in that market. We haven't talked about that. But, you know, the passions that people have, I mean, you know, in my prior role as a health professional, I consistently came across people who weren't doing what they really wanted to do. You know, there were baristas who wanted to be graphic designers, accountants who wanted to be journalists, and, you know, lawyers who wanted to be, you know, science fiction writers. They're, you know, people have these interests and these passions, and, you know, being able to follow that and develop that online and then potentially make money from it, it's such a boost for people when they can begin to do that because they're doing what they love and they're earning money for it. I mean, you know, what more do you want?
Yeah, it's everything, and it gives us such an ounce of freedom. So thank you, Nick. Look, I think our listener right now, if their brain isn't starting to tick over with some ideas and some possibilities, I don't know what's going to make it happen because you're just scratching the surface, of course, and it gives anybody an opportunity to change their career for one, get a second income second, start, you know, get a primary income third, but also just the fact that they can actually do this with hardly any cost. Virtually everything you've said there is free, and it gives them an unfair advantage in getting started. Well done.
And they're already using the technology. They're already searching Google. They've already no doubt got a Facebook account. They already have friends. It's actually just tying them together into a marketing approach.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, Nick, you're going to teach more of this at World Traffic Summit. It's going to be I can't wait to see you on stage again because I'm always getting ideas. When you talk, I get ideas. You're so excited about it that I see it in a whole different way as well, and I know our audience loves it as well. So we look forward to seeing you there, and thank you so much for giving so much good, decent tips and content today.
Oh, I love giving this stuff out. I can't, you know, to have a captive audience to rave to about all this stuff is one of the things that gets me out of bed in the morning.
So. See you then.